Hey guys, I don't know if you're like me, but I love Count the Dings and everything it has to offer. I just can't find everything I need. You know, I know about Cinephobe, and I know about the mailbag, and I know about Bomb, but that's all we do, right, Amin?
No, we do so much more.
What?
Yeah, absolutely. If you sign up, patreon.com/countthedings, you'll find a plethora of other content, fresh content, extended content, the OG pod overflow, the Cinephobe cold opens that we've taken and made their own thing to live only there, the Rewatchingtons, Bomb in its full and unadulterated cut, early drops of Cinephobe episodes, and so much more.
Said the OG pod. Now, is it new or is it old?
Mace, I'm glad you asked that. It is a new incarnation of the old OG pod.
Oh.
So it's me, Zach, Trey, Waz, Tom.
I love those guys.
Just like we always were, going back to the True Hoop days, we're recreating that magic, recapturing it, and putting it back out. We're talking hoops, we're talking pop culture, and most importantly, we're talking for 40 minutes for free, but then another specific Patreon exclusive segment for every one of those episodes.
Funny enough about that OG pod, you're getting Tom and Trey on Mondays, you're getting me and Waz, aka Zosny, on Wednesdays. Amin's floating in between.
I'm a floater.
You never know when you're gonna get Amin in those, so you gotta listen to them all.
And what if I'm not sure what Maze looks like, because I've always thought he's a fat man with a fedora, he's got a weird voice. How can I see for myself what this Maze character actually looks like?
It's crazy you don't know the answer to this because it's the Cinephobe Pod YouTube page.
What?
The CT5s on the Cinephobe Pod YouTube page. You can look at all of us.
You can get all the OG pods on YouTube too, at Count the Dings 1 on YouTube, at Cinephobe Pod on YouTube. Patreon.com/countthedings gets you everything all in one feed. You can link it to your Spotify. And now enjoy the show.
Hey, listener, Underdog Fantasy is the easiest place to play fantasy sports. Also, the fastest growing fantasy app in the industry. You can play Pick'em, pick whether your favorite players will have a higher or lower total in each stat for this week's games for a chance to win big. You can actually win up to 100 times your money in a single night. That's right. I didn't say 10. I didn't say 20. Up to 100 times your money. Pick between 2 and 5 players, build a pick 'em entry. My favorite feature, you can make rivals picks. Pit 2 players against each other. Wembanyama versus Nikola Jokic. Tim Hardaway Jr. versus Norm Powell. Kawhi Leonard versus Steph Curry. Who knows? Maybe Grayson Allen versus Pat Connaughton. You get where I'm going with that. You can do it all with Underdog Fantasy. Make sure you sign up today with the promo code DING. That's D-I-N-G. And get your first deposit doubled up to $100, as well as an instant pick'em special. Visit underdogfantasy.com or find them in the app store. And don't forget to register with our promo code DING, D-I-N-G, to get your first deposit doubled up to $100, as well as an instant pick'em special. Must be 18 or older and present in a state where Underdog Fantasy operates. Terms apply. Concerned with your play? Call 1-800-522-4700 or visit www.ncpgambling.org.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to another fun-filled episode of Black Opinions Matter, motherfucker. My name's Amino Hassan. I'm joined, as always, by Jason Madison, Juju Gotti, John Gervais, and Trey Edwards. We've got a great show for you guys today. But first, www.patreon.com/countthedings. That's where you get all the extra content. The OG podcasts on Mondays and Wednesdays. Cinephobe special edition episodes. The watch-alongs. We're doing Roadhouse, if you're listening to this on Monday. The full version of this very podcast you're listening to now, as opposed to a little bit every day, and so much more. The Discord, and there's always so many things. So make sure you're locked in on that, patreon.com/countthedings. All right.
Yo, so can you cue, speaking of the black white shit, can you pull up Black A-Rod? Oh, yo, man. This nigga A-Rod, bro. He Dominican, right?
Yeah.
That nigga. He Afro. But listen, he said.
Don't tell them that shit.
Yeah. Right, he said.
Him and Mike Tirico. Said,
I know black. I Dominican.
Yeah. That's,
look, no this shit is crazy because, like, look, bro. That tan is crazy.
A crazy tan.
That's a crazy. Like, I don't even know what it takes to get your skin like that. Like, bro, spray tan plus a bed.
Banjos, Amelia, M&M's. Yeah, if you got M&M's and your hoe like going to the beach all the time, and she just outside, she, bro, you giving your hoe everything she could dream of or have, and she want to go to the beach, she want to be outside in the sun rays. Hey, man, dare I say, sometimes I forgot my suntan lotion or whatever. Man, I'm outside though, man. I don't give a damn how black I'm getting. Because back then, where you see him on the level, guess what he was good at? Playing baseball and goddamn wearing a hat.
Right. And the niggas in New York. So that's what, I was thinking the same thing, Juju. I'm like, this nigga's obviously first side. He's playing on the East Coast all fucking month. Nigga playing the Blue Jays and the Red Sox and shit.
Right, bro.
Now you got this nigga, he on the beach. You know what I'm saying? Laid up.
But the crazy thing about it, he in Minnesota.
Nah, he on the team in Minnesota.
He said that boy has it.
I seen him in Minnesota the same night he did the South Beach sessions with Dan. Because they put it out a week later. Yeah. But he was there the night that he was in Minnesota. I remember that shit.
He does that shit. He fly in for the game and act like he's been here, but that nigga's not in Minnesota.
Right. The ESPN motherfuckers, though. Not the goddamn when they playing the Rockets. He fly in when they're
No. Of course, gotta be when you can see me. If they don't see me, Juju, then what's the point of me being there?
Exactly. My boy looking good, man. Salute to A-Rod.
That's how you look when you come back from All-Star break. Your bro took that All-Star break literally, bro. He came back with the fucking craziest. But I think it's he did the reverse Sammy, which is so fucking crazy to me. Bro came back.
Sammy a wild boy. That's a wild boy.
He a freaky bull, bro. I don't know what happened, bro.
Sammy, Sammy a killer nigga, bro. He look like he the one of them niggas that chased you in the movie. Like, he worked for the boss.
For sure, he looked like he got motherfucking blood drained from him. That nigga, this vampire ass, man.
Right, that nigga chasing Blade, boy. You mad at Blade looking ass nigga, man?
That shit crazy.
You call that a good play.
Give Sammy his love, yo. Sammy.
Salute, salute.
He went up in front of that jury.
Oh, yeah.
Right? He ain't rattled nobody.
My man said, I don't speak English.
We got you on film, like doing interviews and things. I don't speak English.
Not me.
All right. Not anymore, man. I used to. I forgot that shit now.
Salute to Sammy, man. Keeping it real.
That shit nuts. So Jason brought up the worst bar thread. Let's go through a couple of these.
Was that on Twitter?
Yeah, that was on Twitter. It was the worst bar you ever heard.
It's on Twitter. So instead of us just thinking about a bad bar, I sent Jerv the thread and we can go through the quotes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And just check out a couple.
Send that? Oh, okay.
Did Ludacris...
No, the number one ranked person who has the worst bars is Big Sean, apparently.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, Big Sean got some black ass ones.
As I was looking through the thread, I'm just kind of like, Big Sean. I like Big Sean, bro, but like,
Big Sean be having some whack ass shit, man.
He's some bullshit. Click the quotes, Jerv.
The quotes?
Yep. No,
quotes.
Right above that. Nigga.
Go up.
Oh, my bad. I'm not logged in to Twitter.
Oh, this nigga.
This nigga not locked in.
Wow.
Come on, man.
Leave all of this in the pod. I want to
Hold on.
Opinions matter, motherfucker.
Hold on. Let me
tell you. This nigga about
he ain't did nothing different and still want different results.
He just moved the mouse back and forth. Like, hold on.
Hold on. Hey, I low key blame Trey because Trey set him up like, yo, start showing the clips and shit. We don't usually.
I just got this one. I had everything teed up. This one just came in at 155. Beloved. No,
but I'm thinking he logged in already. He don't
play. I'll be logging. This is my work computer. I don't be logged in my personal shit on this show. Hold on, I got you though. Give me 2 seconds. Let me figure this out.
Bro, that shit was so funny, bro. Because he was so comfortable. He about to retweet instead of fucking showing us the quote.
Oh, tweet. Like,
damn, bro. We about to leave one from Bomb. Cool.
Nah, it was some Cassidy ones in there, like late Cassidy.
Yeah. Man, yeah, Cassidy had some shit. Papoose makes some appearances, yes or no?
I didn't see any Papooses.
Let me try, like, Drake for sure has some.
I didn't see any Drakes, really.
The light-skinned, dark-skinned nigga was a bad bar.
I have a lot of bad bars.
You say you do, you would be on there.
Yeah, I can't be into this conversation too heavy because I feel like... Somebody gonna be like, what the hell are you talking about? This nigga said,
hey,
boy, I know.
Let them do it, Juju. That's more spins.
Get them right. Spins, yeah, bro. Okay. Well, fuck Big Sean. My nigga be tripping, bro.
Nah. Meanwhile, Jerv doing 6-factor authentication and shit, man.
He's definitely working over there.
I gotta create an account.
Why? Listen.
Okay, listen. I'm not putting my personal, and I don't even remember the password for my personal one. All right,
put the bomb shit in. Come on.
Oh, I didn't even think about that.
This nigga airhead. And this nigga really an airhead.
We locked in now. Let's lock in there. My bad.
What's right there? What's in that bottom left corner? What are we doing again?
Hey. Ladies and gentlemen who are listening, John Gervais is airhead.
Hold on.
I'm trying to give him a pass because he smoked his bong earlier, but that nigga airhead, man. Yo, has there been a bar that you thought was dope that probably is whack?
That probably is whack?
Yeah.
Probably is whack.
Do you agree?
Yeah, I was going to say,
J. Cole's Come Through and Chill? Right. I think that verse is whack.
No, there's a
when a nigga said you've been on my mind like Kaepernick Dylan.
No, the J. Cole bar that I was submitting, I think I mentioned this before, is the he said dick so big it's like a footage in your mouth.
Yeah,
no, yeah, wow.
That's crazy
to bring up.
And most of the bars are okay. So most of the bars I have like some homosexual that are in the thread, like connotations to them.
Oh yeah,
A few things
are lamer than when Drake was on the song with J. Cole and he was like, you the GOAT, you the GOAT, you the GOAT, whatever song that is.
Well, that was a 21,
that's
right?
That's first person shooter.
That's first person shooter. That whole song to me, I don't understand why niggas like that song.
I'm gonna be honest with you, I've never heard any part other than Cole's verse. Okay, like, I don't know Drake's verse at all.
I know Cole's verse. Fast-forward it?
Yeah. Like, I don't know, hold on. Trey, I shouldn't say that. I don't play it. It's playing. It plays on people's Instagram videos.
So you literally just walk in and be like,
biggest. He just hear that.
I mean, that's the start of the song to me. Biggest of like, what?
Right, for months and months, I just heard, let me water, let me hit. And I just heard that part. I heard the verse.
Is there a verse? All I know is just baby sweat. That's all I know. Worst part you've heard.
Drake and J. Cole, I feel like they knew that song went fire. That's why they had to put the other one out. The other one hard as 1,000. Whenever Drake put them scary hours was on.
What did this nigga do? I'm sorry, Juju. Jerv, what the fuck did you just do?
I was trying to talk through this shit. So
all I did was click the link to the end. Jerv,
the quotes, bro. We not trying to see the replies.
Go back to posts.
Go back.
See, you see what I was doing? I was, that's called feeling. I was trying to feel for my boy.
Yeah.
They wanted to expose you right now. And I
oh, what the fuck? Up. Hold on. Just this on, now, this is
abort.
Hold
man.
On. Abort. Just, what the fuck are y'all mind. Doing to me today? Yo?
Never mind, bro. This nigga airhead, bro.
Nah.
Hold on. No. Don't do that.
Get it.
Yeah, believe, yo.
I believe.
You gotta believe,
bro. I like Amin's disgust because he's just fed up with this nigga, man.
Hold on, I want to play the Cassidy bar.
I'm blaming Jerv for this bullshit. Go ahead, Jason.
Every time I click this shit, bro, that's what's coming up. Damn, I'm telling y'all.
Shut up, Jerv. Let me play the bar.
Notice I ain't homophobic because my stick got a dick, but only hit men, so my weapon gay.
Yeah, I remember that one. And it'd be how he be looking at
the camera. Yeah, how he look in the camera.
Like he's saying the most.
Hey, you know what's crazy? Thing. We talked about that on the pod when that first happened. Because we was low-key kind of excited that Cassidy was back rapping. He came back with that, and niggas was like, why you do that, bro? That shit was ass.
Hey, that God was so damn. Ass. That's what
and a lot of time when Drake be like, she was 21, I'd be like, dang, how old is Drake these days? Well, that's neither here nor there. I guess
he's 37. Yeah. No, everybody mentioned the Biggie bars. That's the one.
No, my nigga, you gotta like to kidnap kids.
No, the other one
over the red.
What? No, the other one.
She looks so good. I suck on her daddy's dick. Yo, it's a wild pause, but that's a funny line, man.
It is that's a funny line.
That's a funny ass line. It just is because it's so pause worthy. That's why niggas like call it terrible because of the homophobia in the culture. But the reality is, it's a hilarious fucking line. It's just like techniques. I got techniques dripping out my butt cheeks. Sleep on my stomach so I don't fuck up my sheets. It's a wild pause, but it's a fire line. It's a funny ass line, man.
So we got some technical difficulties. Challenge go ahead, Juju. What you about to do?
I don't know. Can it be a wild bar and hilarious at the same time? I think it has to be 451-49. Which one is it?
It's more hilarious, right? Like because the nigga said he got to sleep on his stomach. Why? Because the techniques would drip out and fuck everything up if he slept on his back. Like that's funny, man.
Jerv has been locked out for that 10 minutes. He don't know what the hell we talk about. Look at the fear in his eyes.
All right. So we have some technical difficulties. So I'm gonna play it from here. I'm gonna just go through about five.
This nigga Trey is so disgusting.
I clicked on the link. It is nothing but quotes comes up. It's not letting me do it.
I mean, niggas don't want to travel with your ass because you be unforgiving.
I didn't even respond to that nigga text, bro. When he said that, I just brought it up myself, bro. I was just so
damn, bro.
I ain't tripping off J Lo shit, but
what
this too. That was
okay. If we're gonna get on Jerv, we gotta get on you for pulling up the J Lo.
What was that?
That was the first one. All right, here we go. I think that one was cool. I ain't mad at the hook.
I'm finna throw the yellow flag.
What the fuck is that?
Yeah, I don't know what's it. You 0-2.
Go ahead, bro.
No, I'm just playing what the videos, bro. I'm not picking them.
No, you should have.
Why would you pick them?
Yeah,
since we recording this. Why wouldn't you pick them?
Because it's a fucking million of them. I'm just trying to play the five, bro.
I'm on Jerv's side.
The plot has sticky. It's not as easy as we thought it was.
Flat.
Jerv, you couldn't pull the shit up. Pause. Anywho. Double pause.
Bro, Jim Jones had a lot of lines back in the day. Jim Jones used to say some bullshit sometimes. I just be like, fuck it.
Now, man, Jewel's on a list. Yeah, Jewel's too, because they was all rapping on that Cameron pizza like flow.
Scoopida, boopida.
Yo, Jewel's shit was always just to repeat his shit himself. Like, yo, when I say a bar, it's got to drop. So that when I say the bar, it had to drop. Right. I'm like, nigga, you just said the same thing twice.
I'm in the town, I like it. I see some niggas getting money in the town, I like it.
Yeah.
That shit was hard though. So that's the thing. It's like, where's the line?
I think it fits for whatever it is in the song. It might not be as lyrical. Yeah. Some of them shit be really be making sense.
That's,
bro,
that's like, what I'm saying. Like, some of these people be throwing shits out like, yo, the fucking balloons. That one's terrible. That one is bad. Like objectively terrible. His whole verse was balloons. Just very substandard.
He said, I fill them up. Balloons.
Balloons. Ludicrous. Ooh. Ludicrous. Ludicrous. Guns get drawn like cartoons.
Right. Yeah, he said, I fill them up. Balloons.
Sound like it, bro.
Can I give a nominee?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Kanye West, when he said, whoop, scoopy whoop, whatever that shit was.
Oh, on the Pusha
T-shirt? On the Pusha T-shirt?
Yeah, no, like tell
that.
Me
that wasn't even in the
I wish I had prepared for this. I would have had 100 of them. I just didn't prepare for this at all. Because Pretty Ricky and the Mavericks, Slick'em Hound, he had a lot of fuck shit he said. Y'all know about Jay Ricky and the Mavericks?
Yeah, no, I know what you're talking about.
And him and Baby Blue, they used to say some bullshit in Jake.
Baby Blue, wow. the Safari when Charlamagne told him that this ain't it. That was a little.
This nigga Nas said, "I keep it ghetto like the hood before they gentrified it."
That's a whack ass bar.
But being whack and being considered one of the worst bars.
Got so many chains. They call me Channing Tatum.
That's Drake. That's the Drake. That? What I was thinking about. Drake.
That's very whack. That's very whack. That nigga Jay Electronica said on one of his songs, and I was like, "Come on, bro, you can't do that."
He took the bar off.
He took the bar off. Can I not? Jay-Z on this song. Jay-Z was on that song. You can't be like that on this one.
Right.
Salute to Jay Electronica.
Jay-Z. Shout out to Jay-Z. Blue told me, remind you niggas. I'm the come find a nigga. I'm like, what are you talking about, man? You said that was the beginning of the end.
That's the Magnolia Girl.
Niggas said the monster verse. Niggas said the monster verse was part of the worst bar. That's
Jay-Z.
I got a lot of retweets.
The MonsterVerse.
Yeah, how he comes in on the MonsterVerse. Like
Nikki's got a lot of fucking. By the way, speaking of the monster, Nikki's got a lot of submissions.
Oh, for sure,
it's a lot of submissions. I feel like Jay-Z plus. I'm in the minority here. I feel like Jay-Z plus Beyonce makes music I do not want to hear ever. Not one time. Have you ever seen the crowd going ape shit? Ma'am, no, we have not. We're average.
For what?
Jerv, don't clip this.
For what?
I like Beyonce alone. Like Beyonce on her own. I don't like when she starts rapping and getting the boobity boobity.
No, don't rap.
I'm not dangerous clipping any of this shit.
Dangerously in Love. Like when she get a chance to show off her vocal range, I feel like that's fire. But whenever she stoop down to Jay-Z level and starts asking, "Have you ever seen a crowd go ape shit?" or the other shit, when it be just hip hop shit, I don't want to hear Jay-Z in that box, and I don't want to hear her in that box either.
Well, no. Well, Crazy in Love is fire. Fucking, what's the one? I used to run bass like Juan Pierre. That one was fire.
Deja Vu.
But I know what you're talking about. Like, Beyonce, you sing, Jay-Z, you rap. Right. That's it. I don't need to. No,
right. And I'm not saying that because it's still Jay-Z and Beyonce we talking about. So even when they make bullshit, it's down better than a lot of shit. But like I'm saying, like, it's the lights, Satisfaction, Hollywood. That shit sound good when Jay-Z get the flowing. Yeah, but you don't necessarily. It's just a lot of shit going on, man. Whenever she start getting her rap bag, I don't like it, man.
No. I don't want her to ever rap. I don't want her to ever rap. Like, just
never. Man. I keep it real. My brothers and my sisters. That's why they.
Yeah, man.
You know what I mean,
I support Beyonce rapping just for the Hive sake. I don't want no smoke with no.
I don't want no smoke with the Hive.
I actually like that. No comment. But I got one submission. That this might be my number one.
Look, in life, you gotta face out poison in order to poison on.
Swiss.
Because you know you was born from your mother and you a poison. You understand? It's hard.
It was not hard.
It was not good, Swiss Beats.
Hey,
Like, what did any of that mean, Swiss Beats?
Listen,
I'm high.
You should be saying some bullshit too. Everybody be saying some fuck shit, bro. Everybody be having on lines.
Well, that's gonna do it for us this week. Again, patreon.com/countthedings. Make sure you locked in. You're getting all that extra content. For Trey, for John Gervais, for G Juju Gotti and Jason Madison. I'm Amino Hassan, reminding you to stay black, motherfucker.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.